You're listening to AW Accelerate, Advertising Week's companion podcast to our startup program that provides education, business development, and partnership opportunities to marketing and media-related technology companies all across the globe. We are live here at Advertising Week New York 2024 to talk to this year's Accelerate participants. I'm here with Ken. Ken, please introduce yourself.
Hi, Richard. My name is Ken Colangelo. I am CEO and founder of Banter, TV's social network.
All right. Well, tell us all about Banter.
Banter is a platform where people can find out what their friends are watching, as well as access companion content relevant to the shows that they watch, episode specific, so they won't be encountering any spoilers.
I love this. Okay, where'd this idea come from?
Well, when I was younger, one of the ways that I made friends was through the common shows that we watched, because we were watching shows at the same time. We had access to the same platforms. Nowadays, audiences have gotten very fragmented. It's never been more difficult to find others watching the same show, let alone at the same episode. And when you look at what's existing on the market, you have a lot of these incumbent platforms that cover everything, but nothing so specific as to be niched to television. As the number one leisure activity in America, we can't really allow watching TV to become a solo experience.
No.
We need to keep it social.
Well, I want to go back just for a moment.
Please.
Let's time capsule just a hair here. I want to know what young Ken was watching and discussing with his friends.
Oh, God. Buffy was one of my favorite shows.
Great.
The OC. A lot of the things that are currently very popular again nowadays,
yeah, yeah,
or creating new podcasts, are things that I was watching the millennial age demographic.
Sure. Well, what goes around comes around. I mean, that's, you know, hey, what was great once is always great.
Mm-hmm.
Is this your first startup?
This is my first startup.
Excellent. Well, when thinking about success and what success looks like to Banter, what do you think that would be?
We really want to build a community where you have a place to go to discuss art. And in this case, the art that we're talking about is television shows, because what art that's being produced today is just so full and dense of so many different themes, ideas, and connections. And so if you were to go on YouTube to look up something, it's really based on the algorithm that's showing to you. We need to add back some intentionality. So when we think about what would be successful to Banter is having a user or a group of users, you know, making sure to add watch lists as they consume television so that they can let other people know, oh, I am actually watching Housewives of New Jersey. I didn't know that that was also your guilty pleasure. So creating these kinds of conversations, really starting points to have further growth downtown. We get worried about social loneliness and isolation. And so TV, we feel like, is a good conduit.
Well, we were just in a period that, I mean, it seems like yesterday, it's been a few years now, but we were in a period of social isolation for, you know, quite some time there. You know, this is going to be a weird question because I kind of know the answer, but I'm curious to what your answer is going to be. Do you feel that you have any real direct competitors, knowing full well that, you know, the internet's out there, it has all manner of content around television, people discuss television on social, but is anything quite like Banter out there right now?
Not currently. One of the things that we really emphasize is, you know, we're not just something that you're going to spend hours just building lists like Letterboxd or TV Time.
Sure.
Like, we're really just focused on, okay, do you want to click on an article or look at some memes that are related to a specific show? And if so, then that's the type of show you should add to your watch list. It's not a bunch of list building. It's more about engagement, both online as well as off, because one of the best opportunities is when you go to a family party or coming up Thanksgiving, you know, a lot of people ask around the table, what are you watching? If we know what types of things that we're watching, if we increase the transparency between us, then maybe we can start aligning and coordinating a lot more of these social activities.
You mentioned you want to keep people away from spoilers. How do you go about doing that?
Well, that's one of the awesome advantages of the new technologies that are out there.
Mm-hmm.
Between AI and machine learning, we have a lot more ability to sort, process, decide what should belong in a certain prompt deck. Currently, we're in beta, and our app is available on both at Android and Apple stores, but we're testing to see what types of companion content do we want for specific shows. So when we've we've done focus groups for reality TV, people have said, oh, we really want to look at like the news stories that are coming out. So they're less concerned about the spoilers. But when we talk about a show like Severance or dystopia like Silo, people are very clear that, you know, they will stay off social media for fear of getting exposed to those kinds of spoilers. And we want to create a haven for that type of people because, you know, they're watching when they want and have access to different platforms.
Who is your ideal beta user?
So ideally, we're looking at college students, early adopters, age 16 to 28. But I would expand it a little beyond just college students. These are people in transitional stages of their life. So people who may have relationships, they watch Survivor with their friends every week, and now they're going off to college, and they want to meet new people who possibly watch Survivor, but want to stay in touch with the people they previously had. This applies to new jobs, new cities. I mean, you know, it used to be a pretty easy case that you could go to a new job, you could find out what other people are interested in and have those conversations. With the virtual work, with people not being in the office at the same time, it's not even that we don't have a water cooler, people aren't in the break room together. And so by focusing on TV, we're just saying, okay, look, this is something that is accessible. Let's see if we can match people up and be familiar with what everyone's watching.
Yeah, this is so cool. I mean, I think of all the people I have personal relationships with that we discuss television shows, but we discuss them in so many different ways. And the way that we could keep tabs on what each other is watching in those different ways, I mean, this is like incredibly useful. I want to get my dad on here.
Well, it's funny that you say that because one of the ideas, in fact, the name of the company came from my mother because it was during the pandemic that we came up with this idea. You know, going back to what I said about this was how I made friends, how I started conversations was what we were sharing watching on television. During the pandemic, I realized if I was in high school today, it would be much more difficult to find those common interests that we could really, you know, start to plan events around or share tidbits. And because the social media space is, you know, all over the place, right? Some people have accounts on Reddit, some people have accounts on Facebook.
Yeah.
They're all used in different ways. If we're able to simply filter the internet based on a specific show and then produce ads or relevant resources using generative AI to customize for that show, we can start marketing more directly to fandom.
What has been, do you think, your biggest challenge so far?
I would say the biggest challenge has been trying to present the full scope of the potential for the app. Like some people have brought up, and one of my favorite things is I used to watch Best Week Ever, where comedians would come on and talk about all the funny things that happened on TV that aired that week. You know, that's gone away because people aren't watching the same things through the week. They watch things 6 months later or 2 months later. We can bring back that type of commentary where someone is really obsessed about, you know, Star Wars, specifically about The Mandalorian. And so if they're a content creator and they want to post something that's specific to an episode, we can keep that so that anyone who watches The Mandalorian in the future will be able to see that. Like, it's all about missing. The gap between how we socialize and watch TV has never been wider. And as a result, we need to sort of create new tools to coordinate and close it.
So if episode 4 of The Mandalorian is fresh to me tomorrow, then content based around episode 4 of The Mandalorian would naturally be fresh to me as well.
And content's being created every day. So not only when the show is airing is a bulk of the content that comes out, like you see on your social media feeds, which remain very linear. This is way more on demand, where, you know, 6 months later, someone could create a very compelling piece about what's going on in the episode. And then we can refresh, you know, the type of content that we have on the app.
See, Ken, I told you before we actually hit record that this is like my favorite show now, and I've only been doing it for today. This is fantastic. If people wanted to find out more about Banter and about you, where would they go?
Sure. If you go to www.banter.org, BANTR, is our website. Like I said before, we're available on the Android and Apple Store in beta, and we would really love to hear people's feedback, ideas, thoughts, the different types of companion content they would want to see. I mean, it's fascinating. You'd be very surprised all of the extra content that comes out. Like, Bear McCreary is a composer for many shows that you'll probably be familiar with.
Oh, yeah.
And he actually writes a blog for the inspirations whenever he writes a song for an episode.
Oh, does he?
Yeah, see, exactly.
I have no idea.
And So it's not just your recaps, reviews, factoids. It's your music, your costumes, your art. Like, there's a lot of opportunity to really highlight, you know, if you want to get more out of your entertainment.
Yeah.
And since this is the number one leisure activity, we're spending 3 hours a day doing it. We want to get the most value we can out of it.
Absolutely. Well, Ken, thanks so much for taking time to be on the show. This is great.
Yeah, no, this is really fun. Thank you, Rich.
Thank you.